Thank you, Janet. I also want to thank all the alumni volunteers, and I particularly want to thank Larry's daughter, Jennifer Soster, for her amazing work this weekend. Thank you. But most importantly, I want to thank all of you for coming back to DePauw. Because yes, Jim, when you do return to DePauw, DePauw is made stronger. And I know this to be true. Your conversations late at the Duck or in your old house or just walking on this campus are part of the lifeblood of this university. They are necessary. Great colleges and universities have rhythms. They are made alive each fall when they welcome new freshman classes. They are made stronger when they send out new graduates into the world, and they are made deeper when they welcome back alumni. Weekends such as this are necessary parts of these rhythms. To not have alumni come back would be to diminish the lights. It would be to lessen the spirits and the hopes of this place. But why is it that you come back? What is it about a college? What is it about the few special great colleges and universities? How is it that you can love a college? In the rhythms of your own lives, with family matters to attend, work to complete, lives away from here that must be heeded, why take this moment to see this old place, to gather up your things and travel by car or plane, to come to this campus, to see these trees and these old buildings, and to see your classmates again? Sheer curiosity might seem like reason enough. What has become of us, you must be thinking? How have our stories played out? I suspect, though, that this is not the real or total reason you are back this weekend at DePauw. As was noted earlier, it is my own college reunion this year. And in the spring of my senior year, when, yes, I was in a school just a few hours north of the DePauw's great class of 1985, the rock group The Pretenders had a popular song out. The song, a song about memory, opened up with these lines. I found a picture of you. Those were the happiest days of my life. The lead singer was singing about a lost time, and life does that, of course. You do move on. There are chapters and times of your life that do go away, but there is something about a college, a good and warm college, that converts the passage of time into memory and somehow makes memory always available to you in surprising and powerful ways. One reason then to come back to DePauw, of course, is that you were young here. And to come back is to see yourself that young again and to stoke the memories of what may very well have been among the happiest days of your life. But it wasn't just that you were young here. You were young here in the best of all possible ways. To be young at DePauw is to be deeply hopeful in a rare and special way. To believe the world is a place of possibility and promise. To believe that life is yours for the taking, that all knowledge and all ideas are there for you, that all doors are open, and that they always will be. There was a moment when you were 18 and you came to DePauw in Greencastle, Indiana, and you were a kind of hopeful that is rare in this world. It is a type of being young not known in many corners. That, of course, is a romantic notion, and to remember that sort of romance may seem foolish, but ultimately it's not. A good life is built on an architecture of romantic notions, and that is what it's like to be young at DePauw. And that is why you are here this weekend, and that is why DePauw needs you to be here. It reminds us of our purpose, our place, and the magic we must steward. Good colleges and beautiful campuses are those rare places where romantic notions stay alive. To have been educated here, to have made your friends and your communities here, means that you learn to keep the notion of possibility alive. Your time here, your memories, remain available to you because of who you are and who you became here. I've often thought that the most vivid memories we have feel like small movies in our heads, and this weekend surely provides a sensation of having that film in your head become one with the place where you are. You see East College this weekend, and while you're looking at it, you also remember looking at it 5, 10, or 50 years ago. It all becomes one film in your mind. There are rare places in our modern lives, in a world of news and of media and of noise and of the push of the present, where this act of remembering who you were and who you are and how you became who you are, is thought to be an essential act. Maybe it's because DePauw's a place where we take 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and we show them Shakespeare. And maybe because DePauw University takes 20-year-olds and teaches them poetry and writing and thinking. Maybe it's because this is one of the few places where the optimism of youth and the patina of time are known to be in conversation with each other. This school does that. And there are more than a few days when I can feel the layers of memory that exist here and which make this place important. You are all part of that. So in some way, in some important way, it's always a fall day at DePauw. And you are always walking to the class of that one professor who changed your life. And it's always the night before you went on a first date with someone special. And it's always the day when your parents are outside with a station wagon loaded up with your things because you're just arriving at DePauw or you're just leaving after graduation. That is DePauw. You left some part of yourself here. And in some small way, you're always here. For me, of course, I came to DePauw in a different way. I'm here today as one of a small number of people gathered this weekend who did not graduate from DePauw. But there is a film that runs in my head about this college. Here's my film, the images of DePauw after 2 years of being the fortunate son, the one lucky enough to be here in this position now. Several times a week, I walk from my office in Studebaker Hall to the Union Building, ostensibly to get coffee, but mostly I go just to see the students. The students always say hello, and they always tell me all the news from campus. Life is a very serious affair for them, and their gossip hints at dramatic turns of the events at Sigma Chi or in Mason Hall. They tell you about all the things that need to be changed right away, but they also let you know in other ways that they don't want DePauw to change that much at all. They're proud to be at an old school, and its age provides comfort for them. And despite their cell phones and their iPods, they're desperate for tradition and ceremony. They like feeling like they're part of something bigger than they are. This year, I went through fraternity and sorority rush rounds. I just joined in with the freshmen and walked from house to house during those fretful days. During rush, in the later rounds, the older students get up on makeshift stages and they make solemn presentations about duty and brotherhood and sisterhood. And they speak about the history of their houses. The girls speak of boys and the boys speak of girls. The girls dress up and they're self-conscious about their clothes. And the boys carefully wear the one outfit they hope shows that they never actually think about their clothes at all. They join houses or they don't. They take classes and they worry. On Fridays, they walk from their classes in Asbury Hall and they laugh more on other days. They're young enough to think that a weekend is going to last forever. I walk on this campus and I hear their stories and their challenges, and these form the backgrounds of the film in my head about DePauw. But perhaps the best time I have on this campus are in the very early mornings. I swim most mornings, and as I walk back to my car leaving the pool, I can see the lawns around East College. We've taken to lighting up East College at night, and in the early morning, there's a small period when the sun is up, yet the lights are still softly on that old building, and it's quite a sight. It is by far and away my favorite time on campus. It reminds me of what DePauw has been, and it makes me think of what DePauw can be. My film sees this campus in the future. I see a DePauw that is very widely and very well known, that is on the minds of the best high school students who are applying to schools. There is no reason that very smart, wonderful students in Pittsburgh or Jacksonville or St. Louis, those who are thinking of a great liberal arts college or a school of music, don't have DePauw on the forefront of their minds. I see a DePauw that tells its story better and bolder. I see a DePauw that has a beautiful campus with old trees, great lawns, and beautifully renovated buildings. I see a campus more alive than ever with conversation and music and faculty talking to students and students talking to one another. I see a DePauw that's filled with scholar teachers who change lives. In short, I see a DePauw that is among the handful of the best schools in the country. It's actually right before us, right now. It is now my job and yours, to run that film and make it happen. And it will happen. Our rhythms will continue and they will get stronger. And although it seems odd to think of it this afternoon, just 2 weeks after our commencement ceremony, there's a new class of DePaul students coming soon to this place, the class of 2014. These 635 students were selected from over 5,000 who applied, by far the largest number of students ever to apply to DePaul University. And they are, right now, thinking about DePaul and what they will be and what they will become. And soon they will come here to this campus and they will go to Marvin's and they will run to the Boulder and they will fret and they will worry and they will think that the latest gossip is, after all, the most serious of affairs. And in some way, they don't fully understand. They will feel your presence. Bells will ring in East College, and they will walk by Beta House in the library. They will dress up for Mon on weekend, and they will write their first serious college papers. And they will find themselves racing through 4 glorious years. And slowly but surely, they will get DePaul, as you do now. They will begin making their own films of DePaul. And I will be here on your behalf to welcome them to this place, and I will tell them your stories. You are sitting here in this auditorium as graduates of one of the finest colleges and universities in this country, a place that will look forward with careful planning and with courage. And we will change this next class both because we are ambitious for our future and because we know our past. But before that day comes next fall when we will welcome the newest members of this university community, if you will indulge me, I would like for you right now to participate in one of my favorite DePaul traditions. When you graduated, as was the case for decades, the then president of the university offered a charge to the senior class. At our most recent commencement ceremony just a few weeks ago, I read the same charge to the class. As I read it, I was reminded again that it could still guide any lucky graduate of this wonderful university. I want you to remember this charge when you leave Greencastle yet again after this weekend to go out in the world. You are DePaul, and you should remember what DePaul once asked of you and asked of you again as holders of DePaul degrees. So may I ask all the graduates of DePaul gathered here today to please stand so I may once again read the charge to the graduating class to you. Young men and women. You have entered into a noble inheritance. You are heirs of all that is past. Prophets and sages, scholars and scientists, poets and public servants have wrought with patience and sought truth, and the abundant fruit of their toil is now yours. It is yours to use. It is yours to increase. It is yours to bequeath to your successors. The university charges you to be strong and to acquit yourself with integrity and to be loyal to your highest ideals. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, always think of these things. Dear alumni, you have a president who always cries when he reads that charge. And you have a president who is so proud to be here and who wants so much for this university and who's going to make it as good as your memories and make it everything you wish it to be. I'm going to work so hard for you because I love this place, because I know that you do. I'm honored to be among you. I am guided by your history, your achievements, and your love for this school. I'm blessed to be here. Here's to you, old DePaul. Thank you.